Blog Talk Radio.
The boys and girls.
When I used to play
shoot 'em up, bang bang, baby.
I remember when I chased the girls and beat 'em up. But I was young and didn't understand. But now I'm a grown up man. I know girls are made for kissing.
Intruders, Gamble and Huff production, 1971. More bounce to the island, I say counts. Don't nobody go home. Fat man gets it in. What's happening, chocolate people? Everybody in between. Welcome to a special Monday edition, Veterans Day edition of the Iceman Show. We are in the place, and I'm glad your face is in the place. Can you dig it? Like to extend a happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans who have served, whether it's your family member, yourself, or you currently know somebody who's serving in the military. Make sure you support them emotionally and mentally because they're going through a lot. No matter what their job is, they need to know that you're taking care of home. Unfortunately, I didn't have that when I deployed. Okay? So I hope that they have what I didn't have and should have had. Okay? Anyway, decided to do this today because I wanted to talk about, we got a whole lot to talk about tonight. I'm going to try to do it in a very short period of time. I've been going back and forth with a lot of individuals. Oh, by the way, we're doing a triple cast today, y'all. So call in to be, you know, if you want to call into blogtalkradio.com/theIceman Show, you're welcome to do so. I definitely would like to get some folks in on the conversation, and so we can get some things discussed, because we are on the air on all three platforms. Okay, so we, you know, it just makes it more interesting when we all can have a say in what is popping off. A lot of times, you know, black folks, for some reason, we're not included in the goings on politically in this country. And that's an unfortunate circumstance, and that's going to change in a very short period of time, because when you listen to the Democrats, all they have to say is, well, it's not your time yet. What up, Painless Rising? Ain't seeing you in a minute, player. They say it ain't our time yet. They say that we have to wait. And those of you who are in your middle, who are middle-aged like I am, damn it, I ain't waiting no longer for justice. Justice for the black man and the black woman. I'm not going to wait no longer. We have gotten so used to being abused that we have Stockholm syndrome. Now we sympathize with the oppressor. And that's why I posted that thing, that meme that I got from somebody I went to school with Gloria Steinem, CIA operative ass, and some mammy that's standing there with the fist out. That came from us. That came from black men and black women suffering during the 60s and 70s and up to today. That was a symbol of resistance to the man, to the white supremacist, and the white supremacist female. Now, I'm going to say this, and black women, I mean no disrespect, but these Caucasian women are not your friend. They're not. And I get sick and tired of black women trying, always extending an olive branch to Caucasian women. They are your oppressor. I'm not saying go around hating Caucasian people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that the Caucasian people that we went to school with in high school, or people that you live around, or people that you correspond on a daily basis, or even people, your coworkers, your colleagues. I'm not saying they're white supremacists, but you need to check to see if they are. You need to have the mindset, I'm living behind enemy lines. And you don't have to be a veteran to know that. You got white supremacists, deputized white supremacists in the citizenry of this country, stepping to black churches, trying to go in black churches and shoot up. That's what that guy did in Louisville, Kentucky. Was it last week or the week before last? That he shot those two black folks, and they were prominent members of their community, by the way. These weren't bum-ass niggas that he shot. These were black men and black women, a black man and I believe a black woman, who, for all intents and purposes, were pillars of their community. These weren't bums. These weren't black folks that were out here cutting up and raising hell, like Ray Ray and Pookie and Lakeisha and them. So you have to understand, What's really going on out here? And you cannot sit here with blinders on or tuck your head in the sand and keep saying, oh, this guy's just trying to, he's a rebel rouser. He's just trying to rile black folks up to be hateful toward white people. Our white people ain't bad. Yeah, they ain't. But the system of white supremacy is. It's a system that they tap into so that they can be always be above you. And that's never going to change until black people get on code. I'm not talking about black people sticking together. That's bullshit. We'll never agree on everything. You can be in the same family and not agree on political ideologies, and you don't have to. But what you better agree on is the politics that affects your goddamn wallet and your pocketbook inside your purse and your survival. Because these people have worked tirelessly for the past 400 years to wipe your black ass off the face of the earth. And they weaponize everything. They weaponize education. They weaponize you socially moving about your community. They'll call the police on you for any damn thing. Hell, there was a Caucasian woman out there on a goddamn boat on the ocean, out there in the Pacific Ocean. A whale came up under the damn boat, and this woman had nerve to call 911 on the whale. These people ain't got no, these people, man, you ain't dealing with somebody that's smarter than you. These people are not smarter than you. See, the first thing black people do when they come in contact with Caucasian people is you always give them deference. You always show them deference. You always take the position that they're above you. It could be some old cockeyed, one leg at a kickstand, broken down Caucasian janitor, and you over there kissing his ass. Why? Because he represents a representative of the system of white supremacy. And you inherently bow down to him. That's got to stop. That's got to stop. I'm going to get into this voting stuff in a minute. We're going to get into the black agenda. And ladies and gentlemen, if you can't handle the heat, get your ass up out the kitchen. Because it's about to get hot up in here. You digs? You tune in to the Iceman Show. I'm your host, the Iceman. Somebody, hey, y'all, let me check, because I got all three profile processes up. We got the triple cast popping off. Yo, I want some folks to call in. The guest call-in number is 646, area code, 668-2291, 646-668-2291. Call in and let's chop it up. Cause we especially got to get black men on board. Cause we are the face of our neighborhood. We have to start standing up and start protecting our women, the ones who are acting right. Now the ones who want to be run their ass up in these Asian owned beauty supply stores and salons and get the brakes beat off of them, fuck them. I ain't protecting no hood rat. I'm talking about the sisters out there that get up every day, don't feel like getting up, go to that job and put up with that white woman's bullshit and that white man's bullshit, and she just takes it and goes home and takes care of herself or her children. Those are the sisters I want to protect, the ones who are taking care of business, not no hood rat. They can have them hood rats. They can have the Negro bed wenches who want to sit up here and be a sexual slinky for white zaddy, the coons These coons out here that think the Caucasian woman's vagina is the best ever and ain't nobody else's as good as hers and it ain't nothing for them but a Caucasian woman, fuck them. The third group that I have no love for is mammies. All these mammies out here that be out here with these white protesters protesting bullshit that ain't got nothing to do with our people. I ain't protecting none of them people. They can get capped for all I can give a good goddamn. They can get capped. You dig? See, this is warfare. See, I've been in a war before. I know what it's like to get shot at and get bombed. And once you get your legs up under you and you start throwing that lead from them M16 or whatever they done issued you, now you know this shit done got real. I guarantee none of you know about that. There is a price to pay when you go out there and serve your country and then you come back to a country that's rife with white supremacy and racism. Soon as you land at one of them airports on the East Coast, whether it's Dover Air Force Base, Philadelphia International, LaGuardia, Newark International, I've flown in and out of there. Or JFK, thank God I ain't never had to fly in there. But I have flown in and out of Atlanta Hartsfield. You come back to a country that's full of hate and vitriol toward black men, women, and children. When I came back, I realized I wasn't the same man that got on that plane and flew over there. And I was very aware of my surroundings and very sensitive to how people treated me. And I paid attention to the intricacies and the nuances of how Caucasian people related to me. And 80%, I'd say 90% of it was negative, even if it was subtle. You go to Target, walk through the line, the white cashier won't even speak to you. And then when you sitting up here waiting for your receipt, here this person gonna put your receipt on the damn counter like that. Have a nice day. They're calling you a nigger. When you get treated like that, they're calling you a nigger. How do you handle that when you're dealing with a multi-billion dollar company? We're going to get into that too. Because what are we, but what is this, the 12? What are we, only about less than 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks before Black Friday? Oh, I'm about to raise hell. Because that retail industry, black people, is waiting on that $1 trillion they know they going to make. And when you go and blow your children's inheritance and you go out there and blow your grandchildren's inheritance and money that they could be using so that they have, when they graduate from high school, there's at least 10, 20 grand that they could use to go to school on. That way they ain't got to go to the military like I had to. Because my dad didn't set me up for success, which is what most black parents do not do. How do you fight that system? We're going to get into that. And when they get that $1 trillion from you, first they're going to say, on CNBC, they're going to be like, Bloomberg Business. I don't really mess with Bloomberg Business that much. I usually watch CNBC because they break down a lot of stuff. They'll be on there talking about, Target CEO and Walmart CEO and Kohl's CEO. Those are the main ones. They'll get on there and be like, we don't know if we're going to hit our goals for this Christmas season. They're just underreporting every goddamn thing. And then right before Christmas or right after Christmas, you'll hear them on them same people on there talking about, looks to me like we exceeded our expectations. And then their stock price even during a time of the year when everybody's broke the first part of the year, their stock is going up, up, up. And you sit there and what you watch that and you go, well, how the hell can that happen? We don't live under the gold standard. We do, see, the gold standard, when we lived under the gold, see, when you have a gold standard, and what, and those of you who don't know no financial, international finance, let me tell you what the gold standard does to your currency. It will stabilize your economy, and it will probably control inflation. See, every time our GDP grows, the Federal Reserve raises interest rates. Why are they doing that? So you don't get ahead. The Federal Reserve is a privately owned international corporation whose stockholders are secret. And I'm going to give you some of those names right now. The monarchy of the UK, they're some of the largest, because you have to understand, America is legally, and Canada is legally still colonies of the UK. That never ended. Why do you think we always, everything that the royal families are doing, we always cover it? Why are we covering somebody else's country? There's a reason for that. They know something you don't know. They know something you don't know. And that's, we're still a colony of the UK. When we tried to break away, when we tried to declare our independence from the UK, the monarchy, whoever was the king and the queen at the time, said, this is how much money you got to pay us to get out of this arrangement. And the founders of our republic said, we can't pay that. So they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. Now, the Federal Reserve didn't come into play until 1913. I'm going to get to that in a minute. What they did is they said, okay, y'all going to have to pay us some payments. Just like when Haiti broke away from France, they told, I mean, this is the early 1800s, 1804. And then France told them, hey, you owe us $1 million. Do you know how much $1 million was in 1804? I don't even want to sit here and calculate how much money that is for a poor country like Haiti. Hey, I'm going to tell you, Painless Rising, Austin is probably your best bet. Houston got too many weather problems. Houston got too many weather problems. It's too big. It's got a lot of hood rats. It's a beautiful city on the new side. There's a lot of women. I guess a lot of bad women in Houston, bruh. Bad. There's some bad women in Houston. It's cheap to live for a major city. They got two decent, they got a major airport, you know, George Bush Intercontinental, and they got Houston Hobby. But, you know, when them hurricanes hit, Houston either get the residual or they get directly hit. Dallas is too old school redneck money. I got a family there. They talk, hey, man, I'm sick of living in Dallas. Dallas ain't no spot for no brother that ain't no old cat my age that your paper ain't right and that person's paper ain't right. Trust me. But you have to understand something. You're going to get the truth. This is the Iceman Show podcast. This is the Real Talk Express. You're going to get it straight, no chaser here. And a lot of people, especially my Facebook players and sisters, players and playettes, a lot of them can't deal with this truth. because black folks have a cognitive dissonance. We cognitively can see we getting pissed on and shit on, but we continue to have this mindset that it ain't that bad. And dissonance means you are detaching yourself emotionally and mentally from reality, which makes you what? Delusional. And we got to get away from that. You notice black women do a lot of that. Black women think shopping and buying expensive stuff puts them on the same level with Caucasians. And you are not. You're not on the same level as Caucasians. You go out there and buy Fendi, Prada, Bali, all that crap, and you'll still be a nigger. You'll still be a nigger. You'll still be a nigger. I'm not trying to be nasty here. I ain't trying to be mean. I'm telling you everything that's in their head. Because I've dated white women. I've lived with white women. And I've lived with white men as roommates. And sooner or later, you're going to get the truth out of them. Sooner or later, they're going to let you know what time it is. And you're not going to like it. That's why I don't date white women no more. If I wanna sleep with the enemy, I can go out and get one of these black women to sleep with. And yeah, I find black women today, no matter where I live. And I live in a damn near 99% white area. But there's so many other different women here. There's Ethiopian women here. There's women from other parts of Africa here. There's Asian women here. There's Hispanic women. Most of them I've seen ain't too attractive because a lot of them are just labor. They're just the illegals. So I don't date the help. You digs? I'm just gonna leave that right there. But there is plenty of women to date, and I have dated a few of them, even some black women. But you know. That's whatever it is. I'm a bachelor. I believe in being single. I don't want no family. I don't want no ready-made family. I ain't taking care of no other man's children. I'm not getting into that. And that's my preference. As a successful black man, I finally now have a life where I can just get up and do what I want to do. And I don't want no woman weighing me down. If you can't keep up with me, why am I with you? If you don't bring any value to my life, why am I with you? Huh? But getting back to this currency thing, and thank you, Jeremy Binion, for asking me about that, because at first I almost went off on a rant. Yeah, Timmy Diamonds. That was funny, wasn't it? Oh, that was funny. Hey, man. Hey, I got 8 million stories, baby. Choose one. I got 8 million stories of me cracking heads in the service. I'm serious, dude. We used to have to whoop them white boys' asses. Because they just, especially the ones in these little towns where these Air Force bases are. You around nothing. And the brothers, we stuck together. We stuck together because we knew we had to. We didn't like it. All of us didn't like each other. But when we went in a bar, we said, hey, man, I got your back. Hey, don't go over there. Don't go nowhere, and we can't see you. That's how we were. But you get these black women, they just think all white people are their friends just because they don't call you nigger to your face. You're never going to get a confirmation out of them. So it doesn't make sense for us to be crying, and you see these go on TV when one of us gets shot. Or something happened to us, you got all these mammies out there.
Oh, God. You need to feel my pain, white daddy. White mommy. You got to feel our pain.
They already know you're in pain. Because they're the ones delivering it to you. Hell out of here, man. Let me give y'all the call-in number again. Guest call-in number is area code 646-668-2291. You're tuning into the Iceman Show podcast. We're talking about the Black Agenda for 2020 election, starting Black Super PACs, and what Blacks expect from God. Okay, we're gonna round that off with a conversation about religion, because that's something that we're stuck on. We're just really confused. We're not protecting ourselves. We come from unlike a lot of these other races, we come from a warrior class. And I think the Black Panther movie showed some of that. Now, it's a fictional story about a fictional country that doesn't exist. But some of that, the warrior interactions with the Black women being sentries and being on the front lines fighting, why do you think when Black women are in shape, they look like warriors? They still look like women, they're still feminine, but you can tell these sisters are ready for battle. How can you be ready for battle, sisters, if you're 5'1", 300 pounds? Huh? You can't fight and protect. Look, Black women, when you put yourself in a position where you're a single mom, or maybe you didn't try to put yourself in a position to be a single mom, maybe this dude was a bum. Maybe he wasn't. Who you are, what he is, just doesn't mesh, and you had to go y'all separate ways. Hopefully, you're still co-parenting, because a lot of Black women like to sell their kids, like to leverage their kids to the next guy, because you got a lot of simps out here who will play like they love them kids, and they just love that ass they getting, and they'll play like they ain't never really in a capacity of being a father to them kids. And a lot of you women play that silly game. You're playing with those kids' emotional development, and now you're going to have an emotional grown adult child who's an emotional invalid. Just because they go to school and get a degree, go out and get a bachelor's degree, doesn't mean they're going to be. See, Black women, Black folks think that bachelor's. See, a lot, especially church Black people, a lot of them think that going to church is going to save everything. And they love to say, oh, my daughter graduated from this college. But she's going into white America because you didn't provide her with any resources. She's got to go into white America and give her talent to them for $60,000 a year or $70,000 a year, which is nothing. The intelligence and the skills that Black people bring to white corporate American plantation, it's invaluable. You can't put a price tag on that. That's why I work for myself. I got off the white corporate plantation years ago, and I ain't never going back. I can do what the hell I want to do. Hell, I can do business from one of my cell phones. Hey, y'all scared to call in? What's up, man? Y'all scared to call in? Come on, man. All right, $3.99 Monday. Let's get it going. Come on, fellas. $3.99. That's all you got to do. YouTube, that's all you got to donate today. Everybody hit the like button on YouTube. And I appreciate if you can hit the like button. Facebook Live, hit the like button. I see a few people have, but I'm asking that all of you can hit that like button. Again, I'd like to extend a happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. You deserve a salute, and you deserve to get a pat on the back because of you and I, there ain't a Russian tank rolling down past your house or a Chinese tank. Although with this president, that it might come to that with the way he's selling off assets in America. But anyway, let's get back to this gold standard. When you have a gold standard, the gold standard controls the fluidity of your currency. And when current, the reason why they call money currency is because there is a spiritual and it is seen the way electricity is seen. It's seen as a force going whatever way it's going, AC or DC. And that's why they call it currency, because it affects you. If you don't have it, it affects you spiritually. And if you have it, it affects you spiritually. And you're going to do things that you probably wouldn't normally do if you were rich or you were poor. See, I didn't say broke, because broke means you have access to resources. Maybe you need to, you know, take these fixed assets and turn them into cash. Or you're between paychecks and you say, hey, I'm broke, man. I can't go to the bar. You know, I don't get my check till Friday. My check ain't going to hit my account till Friday morning. So I can't roll with y'all, but I can roll with y'all Friday and Saturday night. The gold standard gives your currency a foundation. It can never go below a certain level. That's why those of you who love President Obama, that's why they got rid of Gaddafi's ass, president of Libya. They got rid of him because he was going around to all the African nations and saying, look, let's all use this currency called the dinar. And President Obama's handlers, that unseen hand I talk about, that controls everything, they tap Broham on the shoulder and say, hey, man, you need to handle that. And the whole fiasco with Hillary Clinton's emails and all, see, that was Hillary Clinton's op. That's why she got a chance to run for president. Even though Bernie Colonel Sanders was a better choice and had the young vote. Hillary had the old mammy black woman vote. She didn't get but maybe 30% of the black male vote, because black men, we ain't feeling Hillary. We ain't feeling Bill or Hillary. And we sick of them. And by the way, did y'all hear about this shit this weekend? That woman plans, the crooked Hillary plans on running in 2020? Man, I don't want her for no president. I'm sick of that woman. Why don't you sit your ass down somewhere? Sit down. You already been in the White House for eight years as a first lady. Sit your ass down. I want you for no damn president. I don't want no woman president. Because the way some of y'all treat y'all kids, man, I swear to God, I don't want you for no damn president. And you in charge of 320 million plus people. I'd rather have Trump in there than have you. And that ain't sexist. I ain't saying you don't have the qualifications or the skills or the education. That ain't got nothing to do with it. It's your nature. That's why over there in those Islamic countries, they suppress women. Why? Because they know your nature. You can look in the Old Testament and read about that. That's why a lot of women, they don't like the Old Testament. They like, oh, let's go over here with Matthew and Luke and them. By the way, how many people do you know in that live in the area supposed to be known as the Holy Land, whose name is Jesus? Huh? What people do you know that live in the Middle East and their name is Matthew, Mark, Luke? Huh? Are you serious? This is what happens when your oppressors provide you with a religion, which is symbolism. I ain't going to get deep into that. Religion is symbolism. And Islam is too. You better over there in Saudi Arabia. I lived over there. I lived in the UAE. I lived in Bahrain. I lived in Saudi Arabia and a couple other countries. And I can tell you that during the day, the federal police go around into all business. You better be praying at a certain time, five times a day. And they play that music on the loudspeaker. That's time to get on your knees and face the east. And we was like, man, what the hell? I ain't finna get on my knees. Hell no. And they have Chop Chop Plaza. You've been screwing some other man's wife or girlfriend or somebody's kid, which you do have a lot of that going on over there. They'll go over there, they'll push the Americans to the front because they want to see this dude. Say, well, they want you to see this guy getting his man business cut off. I had a German girlfriend one time that sent me some footage of some dude getting his man business chopped off. I'm like, what you sending this shit to me for? I want to look at this. If you stole something, they put that hand up there, whoop. You're going to be like, what's up, home? Hi, man, you know, got these nubs. That's the rule of law in their country. He said, oh, Elton John looking at it. Exactly. That's exactly what Hillary looked like when them old plaid suits. Sit your old ass down. You just stanking up the political stratosphere. Sit down. You ain't doing nothing. You don't deserve to be president. Your husband screwed everything up, especially for black folks. We don't need another Clinton in there. He did enough on his own. And by the way, a lot of those racist-ass policies that Bill Clinton pushed through Congress, like that welfare to work bill, the Child Support Omnibus Act, the crime bill. Do you know the reason why these police officers are out here now have tanks and all this other stuff? Do you know where they're getting it from? Thanks to your favorite president, Obama, he signed a bill on the sneak to give all that equipment that we get done using over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, they sell it to these police departments, pennies on the dollar. Did you know that? While you sitting up there patting this man on the back, talking about he's the black person, he's best president ever. Yeah, you don't know the dirt he was up to. They just ran up. Look, let me tell you something. Them Navy SEALs, them ex-Navy SEALs, and them Secretary of State agents, and the ambassador to Libya, all those guys lost their lives because we had some secret devious shit going on over there. The CIA can get to anybody anywhere, and they can turn the tide, just like they did in Rwanda, just like they did with COINTELPRO, the CIA and FBI. That's why when I see black women calling themselves feminists, that's an oxymoron. You are a moron if you call yourself a black feminist. You're a moron. Yeah, I said it. And you can unfriend me. I don't need you. My bills get paid without your intervention. So if you can't handle this truth, deuces. These people been running game on us, and for some reason, black women want to be traitors. You want to be traitors toward black men. Well, I'm a feminist. I'm going to be over here with white daddy and white mommy. How could you be? You'll never be an equal to your oppressors. That's women, the women and the men. Because black women, black men and women have this fantasy that Caucasian women ain't racist and Caucasian women ain't white supremacists. Well, who is Richard Spencer's mama? Who's Amber Geiger's mama and sister and all of her white supremacist crony relatives? Huh? Amber Geiger ran up in Bochum John's house and murdered this man under the color of her gun and badge. And the black woman who's a Republican, that's the Dallas County prosecutor, sat on her hands just like this for days before she even filed charges. And they got a black female police chief. So what? They go along to get along. When you see these black law enforcement chiefs, police chiefs, and sheriffs, they're nothing more but another version of Sheriff Clark. Now, I know damn good and well you know about Sheriff Clark. They used to be Milwaukee County sheriff. And they have a horrible history with dealing with black inmates in that jail. Folks coming up dead under Sheriff Clark's tenure when he was there. We got away from the gold standard, I believe, the last century, early in the last century. We got away from the gold standard. But there's still gold, there was gold underneath the World Trade Center. Not the two that got, I don't know if there's two that got knocked down or number three. Because remember, World Trade Center number three just mysteriously came down. Remember that? It just mysterious. Come on, man. Look, I know what a blast shock looks like. Okay? Oh, well, I ain't even going to get into 9/11 because you ain't going to believe me anyway. Look, I worked in civil engineering long enough to realize how you bring down a big-ass building like that, and it ain't hot jet fuel. It's demolition bombs. And if you look at any footage that looks that zeroes in on those blasts, you notice the blasts go just like when they take a building down wherever you are in the country. See red flashes every floor. And there's security guards that said that all the security in both towers had to come out of the building a week before 9/11. And they said a whole bunch of demolition people was going in there setting up stuff. And they said, no, you got to get the hell out of here. FBI, all these other people were in there. You don't take down two buildings like that, and then the third one just falls. It ain't no, and where World Trade Center 3 at is at, it's, what is it, across the street? Now, remember that movie, Die Hard, it was the third one. Remember the Die Hard movie that Bruce Lee, the Die Hard franchise? Remember the one that Samuel Jackson was in? If you remember they had this, they were trying to set up a diversion. And what they were planning on doing was stealing gold. And where they was getting it from was underneath the World Trade Center. And I have heard accounts of people saying big-ass trucks were coming out of there. Because it's a below the world, I think World Trade Center 3, there's all kind of secret shit under there. And the only people who got access to it is law enforcement and the Port Authority. I'm going to tell you right now, Hollywood is always up on shit. That movie, The Purge, that series, they got some mini-series called The Purge. The last Purge movie, what did it deal with? Killing black people. White supremacist groups killing black people. There have been mysterious murders of black men in Chicago almost every weekend, 50, 40, 50, 60 black men get killed. Do you really think it's gangs fighting each other? No. You know damn good and well it's probably law enforcement. They'll go get unmarked cars, or they'll go get cars that have been impounded and brought, put on hoodies, and black people have said on camera that there's mysterious stuff going on around West Side and South Side Chicago. Well, you see white dudes with dark glasses on and hoodies and beanies going around, driving around in cars. That's why y'all need to get y'all Second Amendment game up. I don't care if you're a convicted felon, you better get something. You better not get caught slipping out here in these streets. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hell, you messing up my, you killing my joy, Iceman. I just want to be sleep. You be sleep. But when the white supremacists run up on your ass in your home or around your home or run up on your children, you got grown men running up on black children, putting their hands on them. They ain't going to stop. They're going to continue to step it up. You don't believe me? Keep watching. Look at all these murders, these mass shootings we keep having. That ain't because of gun control. That's somebody mama on TV foaming at the mouth talking about, I want gun control. Gun control ain't going to fix no idiot running up in no bar shooting 12 people. I'm sorry, lady. You're dealing with some deranged white supremacists. And now what they're doing is scrubbing their Facebook pages before people get, you know, wind of what they're doing. They'll go and scrub the Amber Geiger. They scrubbed her. She had all kind of Nazi shit, white supremacist stuff on her page. And they scrubbed it. Then she went to a neighboring county and went and turned herself in there. I forgot the county. Was it Collin County? Because I don't know Dallas that well. But she went to some white enclave area and turned herself in. She didn't turn herself into Dallas County. She went where she can get some protection. Y'all better understand what's popping off out here. Oh, Bush Sr. was running things. I didn't agree with his ideologies because, you know, he's one of the founding members of the CIA. I ain't going to get into that right now. We have to do better, black men, and it starts with us. You got too many black men on Facebook, YouTube, whining about black women, talking about black men, women this, black women that. Well, the black women are whack because you're whack. Your woman, look, I ain't even going to get into how you upgrade a woman. Some women can't be upgraded. A man's job when he get with her is to have enough resources to upgrade her if she is a socioeconomic status below him, which that was the situation. I married down. When I got married. That's why now I'm super sensitive to hood rats. I don't care what race they are. You ain't gonna run up over, you ain't gonna sneak nothing past the Iceman. You might try, but you ain't gonna get away with it. Because I ain't paying to sleep with you. It's ass, cash, or grass. Nobody rides for free. That's an old 1970s saying that we used to say. Ain't nothing free. Dating ain't free, ladies. Ain't nothing free. That cup of coffee he buying you ain't free. He either wants ass or he wants a relationship and a commitment and ass. But he ain't buying that drink for free. He ain't buying that breakfast for free. He's hoping to get with you. And if you there playing with him, whatever happens, whatever transpires from that, especially if it's negative to you, you brought it on your damn self. It's time to get real, black folk. Time to get real. The place, man, Trump ain't playing, dog. You got a white collar, white nationalist, David Duke, white supremacist in the White House. Do you know how happy these white supremacists are all over the world? You got Steve Bannon going all over the world, getting all these, getting it, scaring these Caucasians that in these other countries, scaring them to, hey man, you know, hey, y'all better you better get your weight up. Now they electing all these fascist presidents like the one we got. Italy's got one. Germany's about to get one. Brazil's got one. And you got Negroes sitting up on Facebook talking about, man, I'm sick of these black women. I'm going to go down to Brazil, give me one of the women. Been there. Done that. Been there. I got a cousin that went down to Brazil with me, and he brought one of them women back up here. Not when we came back, but he ended up bringing that woman up here and married and divorced her twice. And she was a white-collar Brazilian. She looked white. I don't know why he went down there and got that woman. Because she was average looking. She wasn't fine. She wasn't finer than some of the women we were messing with. But the colorism in places like Brazil, all you see that live in the favelas are people my complexion and darker. The lighter skinned ones and the ones that look like Gisele Bündchen, which, you know, her family's from Germany. They some of them Nazis. See, them Nazis ran to Brazil and Argentina when after Nuremberg. Luckily, a lot, because like I said, if you see, there are a lot of them in southern, they're like Porto Alegre. If you go down further south, like unlike America, the southeast got a lot of has a groundswell from Houston to Atlanta. That's where a large concentration of black people are. A large concentration of black people, if you look at a map, black people overwhelmingly are in the southeastern parts of the country. Some are in the southwest. And when I say southwest, I'm talking about New Mexico over. I'm not going as far as, although Phoenix is Mississippi West. Okay? The state of Arizona, ooh, boy, that's like living in Minnesota. I lived in Phoenix. Boy, don't let Phoenix police get with your ass. I got with Phoenix police one time, and they flipped my life upside down. And they did, and I told them I was a veteran, and they still did it. Most racist cops I've ever dealt with. Don't think if you go out west, you're going to escape racism. Because let me explain something to you. They had slaves in New York. They ain't going to tell you that, but they had slaves in New York. Now, the Caucasians in Ohio, the western Pennsylvania, Ohio, going all the way to the Iowa and the Minnesota territories, they didn't want no blacks. They didn't want blacks, and they didn't want slaves. You got people going, well, Minnesota ain't that bad because they didn't want slavery. Yeah, but they didn't want blacks either. Just like Oregon. Oregon did not want blacks. They didn't accept blacks until the 1950s or 1960s. That's why down here in Portland, they got all the Patriot Prayer and all these other white supremacist groups. And last month, Patriot Prayer had somebody up on a parking structure with guns. And the only reason why Portland police didn't arrest them is because they didn't have any bullets. They just had the guns. They had ARs. They had 30-odd sixes. And they had those 22, them little 22 shooting hunting rifles. That, you know, you shoot them with that low-ass 22 bullet, and it don't rip that deer meat up. because that gunpowder will ruin that meat. That's why I try to shoot them in the head, because 9 to 10, you ain't going to eat the head. All you want is the ribs, the stomach, all of this right here, the left flank, right flank, and maybe down to the legs, because you know a deer is a cousin to the cow and bison. That's why the meat tastes like, you know, sometimes I've eaten venison. I thought it was something, you know, beef. But technically it kind of is. But now you got Malema, President Malema, down in South Africa saying the same thing. He said, we're going to take this land away from these white supremacists. And we all, what else did he say? Oh, he's talking about getting a universal African currency. And I said to brothers, I said some of my listeners, I said, brothers, the CIA probably already got somebody in place to take his ass out. You see, they got Arafat back in 2012. You know how the Israeli special forces got him? They put poison in his toothpaste. That's how they got Arafat. Y'all better follow this shit. Y'all better quit playing. Playtime was last week. See, I got family that come on my platform here on Facebook Live and be like, well, cuz you talking about this doomsday stuff. Sister, you living in doomsday. You are living behind enemy lines. Just because you can go to the mall and go to Nordstrom's and buy you a $1,200 bag don't mean you ain't free. You still a slave. And by the way, the 13th Amendment didn't free us. You better go back and read it. It also said that if they can convict you of something, you have slave status. You better go on Netflix and look at that movie 13. You need to look at that. That's why right after slavery, they start putting black men in prison camps so they can work them for free. And they've been pulling that shit ever since. Let me get into some things that you need to hear that I didn't get a chance to get into last time. By the way, the guest call-in number is area code 646-668-2291. I wrote that stuff down, man. There I go, tossing stuff around. I always end up losing stuff when I get... Oh, here it is. I put it over here to the side. Let me put my eyes on. Let me close this. These blinds. By the way, you can support the cause. Go to asktheiceman.com and donate $5, donate $10. Ain't gonna kill you. It's tax deductible. Is you donating it to my nonprofit, my 501c3. It is an active 501c3, and you can go to irs.gov and run the name of my company, and it will be active. What I do with my nonprofits, I help homeless people. I try to help homeless brothers and sisters also. I'm a veterans advocate. I try to help veterans get their service connection money. Try to help cats with, you know, try and get they, you know, if they need an upgrade for their discharge. I also work with inner city kids, clothes drives, as well as school supplies. Coming up for the Christmas season, all the nonprofits are fundraising. I usually fundraise to buy clothes because I know these kids need clothes and toiletries rather than giving them, you know, Toys for Tots and some Salvation Army. These people already have toy drive. Toys are taken care of. These kids need clothes. They need clothes and they need toiletries. And believe it or not, some of them kids will tell you, hey, my mom don't never buy toothbrushes. See, that's the breakdown of the black family. No men in the house, and you got a woman talking about, I don't need no man. And then when you go up in them Asian, you go in up there and Fong Dong choose beauty supply, and they get a hair in their ass, and they beat the brakes off your ass. Now you talking about where the black men at. Well, I'm not protecting hood rats and traitors, race traitors. The time has now, black women, you better draw a line in the sand. You better be on the same side these black men are on because these white supremacists are stepping to black women with impunity. I've seen several Caucasian, even old Caucasian men, putting their hands on black women and calling them nigger. And your so-called Holy Bible, the Queen James Version of the Bible, there ain't nothing in the Old Testament area or even the New Testament that's going to help you deal with these white supremacists. Let me close these blinds because it's starting to get dark. Let me talk about the immigration thing real quick. I was listening to Urban View 126 on Sirius XM, and then Al Sharpton show was on, and it was interesting. A Mexican American painter, he paints houses. He does some construction work, but he mainly does painting, interior and exterior painting on houses. No, he said commercial too. And he said, he straight up said this. He said, look, Mr. Sharpton, Reverend Sharpton, these illegals coming up here, crossing the Rio Grande, coming up here to San Antonio, because he was in San Antonio, a.k.a. Stank Antonio. He said these illegals are bad for my business. I was surprised he said it. He said, these illegals, he said, yeah, I know they're fellow Mexicans. I'm a Mexican-American. But he said, straight up, these people are bad for business. He said, I can go to, as a contractor, if I go and do a bid, he said, these guys will come in and underbid me by half. And I can tell you, based on the house, new houses that I have bought with my VA loan, I'm going to tell you right now, they do shoddy work. They do shitty work. I had to use the last new house I bought, I had to use my home warranty before it expired to have them come in and fix shit that should have been done when I moved in. That pissed me off, man. Real talk. He said, let me say something to you, especially you black women that be out here caping for these illegals. Let me explain something to you. I remember my mom and dad were from the deep south. They from them sticks. And my mom told me this in the 70s. That what they used to do back in the 50s, when they used to be out there picking that cotton, they would drive all the way down to Mexico and drive up in a stake bed truck. Now, if you don't know what a stake bed truck is, go Google it. Wouldn't give them no kind of accommodations, nothing. They drive all the way back down, all the way through Texas, drive all the way down there, get them Mexicans, have them come up there and work them fields, and then they would take them back in another stake bed truck all the way back down there to the border. They were pulling that shit then. Why? Because they were circumventing black labor. And let me tell you something. While you sitting there caping for these people, first of all, it's dirty and nasty and greasy and stanking and violent as these women and men are, even the ones who haven't committed a crime. Somebody sent me a link to where some older brother had been married to his wife for 49 years. He was a veteran. Vietnam vet. No, I think he was a World War II vet. He rented a room to one of these Sanchos, and Sancho, not only did he kill this man because he wouldn't pay his rent, but he also dismembered him. You know how disrespectful that is? You have to understand, well, if they're bringing these people over here, why are they bringing them over here? Because you ain't going to take that bullshit like we had to do 50 years ago. Getting raped at work. You up here being a domestic in some white person's house, and you got the man pulling your dress up, playing with your behind. That's what black women had to deal with. That's why Strom Thurmond got a half black daughter. I think she passed away about, you know, a few years back, but she probably had kids. They talking about segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. And then George Wallace, they interviewing him. He's sitting in a bathtub, can't even. I guess he had a stroke or something. He up here, some black man that probably ain't got no choice but to do that kind of work, is washing his nasty cracker ass. I'm so thankful to George. Well, what about that segregation tomorrow statement? Yo, I've changed my views. Go on YouTube. I didn't see it on YouTube. I actually saw it on TV, on a documentary. It was pathetic. Don't get me started, man. Don't get me started. I'm trying not to go left. Okay? But America, you have to understand, America is run by corporations. And these corporations go to lobbyists and say, okay, here's my millions of dollars. You need to go to all these congressional members and the president and the governors and city council and the county supervisors and the state legislatures. They go to all these different levels of government and they say, hey, this is what we want. You need to let them illegals in here. And while and you black women are out there telling me, you out there with your little poster board talking about, they separating them children from their mamas and daddies. Sit your ass down. Sit your mammy Hattie McDaniel looking ass down. That ain't none of your problem. So sad, but not my problem. Hold your own nuts. We're all squirrels underneath the auspices of a system of white supremacy. And we all are responsible. As squirrels, we're all responsible to go get our own nuts. And I'm holding mine. I suggest you hold yours. Yeah, digs. You tuned into the Iceman Show. We're doing a triple cast today. We're on blogtalkradio.com. We're also on Facebook Live, and we're on YouTube live stream. So if you can dig it, dig it. Understands me? We got about 16 minutes left on Blog Talk Radio. We haven't had anybody call in. I guess y'all scared. I ain't trying to scare nobody. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. I'm just telling you the truth, bruh. Sister. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just giving you game. But we're going to get it. We're gonna get it popping tonight, damn it. Let me explain something to you, ladies and gentlemen. That was URR game streaming. Let me tell you something. Let me say something to y'all. What they are building concentration camps for these illegals. You have to understand the white males, especially in areas like Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, they've been complaining to their government, to the government, whether it's whatever level they have, because them white males, them white people will get up and they will go to their congressman's office, their congresswoman's office. Look here, man, I'm not competing with Sancho and Pedro and them and Maria and them for no damn job. You got to understand. Yeah, while movies and TV shows always show college-educated, upper-middle-class white people, the majority of this country, the majority of Caucasian people in this country are mayonnaise-eating, Nutella-eating folk, poor-ass white folk. Okay? See, this is the education you didn't get in sociology when you were in college. Because they ain't gonna put this in textbooks because it's embarrassing. Most of white America, I would say 60% of white America are poor. Okay? They're poor. And they're on welfare. And they're on SNAP benefits, and they're on Section 8, and not all of them live in trailer parks. See, that's the America they ain't going to tell you about. But they're going to sit up there and find one or two black women who may have been scamming the system and say, see, all black women on welfare like these two right here. That's what George Bush did. Back his H.W., he ran that hustle back in the day. Oh, no, Reagan. They ran that hustle that, you know, they found one black woman who was scamming the welfare system, and they made her the poster child for all black women on welfare. If you're on welfare, black women, I feel sorry for you, because Trump's getting ready to get your ass off Section 8. They getting ready to get your ass off of SNAP. Hell, what they say, 60-70% of people who was on SNAP bounced, they dipped. They got off them SNAP benefits when Trump got up there and said, hey, we're going to cut this shit out. People who ain't got no business being on welfare getting benefits, we about to handle that shit. And magically, 4 to 5 million people dropped off. Most of them were illegals. Why in the hell do we have a country that goes, wink, 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 and lets these people come over here because Schwarzenegger and them need a nanny? Mr. So-and-so over here need a nanny that they're going to pay $5 a day. They don't pay them shit. Yeah, they let them eat. Some of them let them live there. Most of them, they don't let them live there. When I worked in the entertainment industry out there in Hollywood, when we used to go pick up scripts and stuff like that from producers and writers, the white kids, they kids couldn't even speak English. Blanca, the nanny, takes care of them kids and gets them to school every day. Y'all believe this shit? I forgot the producer. He's a big-time producer. I forgot the guy's name. I wouldn't say his name anyway. But the kids couldn't even speak English. That the mama, she was, you know, on her half drinking her wine, and, you know, this was like a $5 million house. She drinking her wine. She all, you know, little skinny-ass white girl with, you know, the yoga pants on, all that old bullshit. And from what the nanny said, she could speak decent English. She was like, man, they ain't never here. They say, oh, by the, she's got a boyfriend. She'll be gone by tonight. She said, I take care of these kids. These kids can't even speak English. Because the little girl answered the door, and I said, how you doing? She looked at me. I said, damn, she might be retarded. That's what I said to my dude. I said, man, that girl retarded. And then the nanny came to the door and spoke to her in Spanish. She said, oh, they don't speak English. Man, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, dog. The level of laziness with Caucasian. With rich Caucasian. You would not believe. And they will treat, they will be, some of them be beating on them nannies, especially on the East Coast. And at 4 o'clock, you drive by all of the bus stops in Beverly Hills, Brentwood, around that area, West Hollywood. You see all these Hispanic women getting on the bus. Because they, some of them wouldn't let the mug live there. They would let them live in their house. But some of them did live there. The ones who were more Americanized. And so, and you have to understand, when you drive up I-5, Interstate 5, you go through Central America. It's like Central America. You drive through the San Joaquin Valley and going up through Merced, Fresno, going up to the Yay area. You know why I say the Yay. When you drive up there, it's nothing but agriculture. Who do you see working out there in them fields? Sancho and them. You don't see us out there. We done with agriculture, dog. We ain't washing them cars and picking them strawberries unless you paying me $20 an hour. And don't listen to them lies that these economists tell you on CNBC and Bloomberg and MSNBC talking about, well, if we don't have them illegals working in them fields, at your neighborhood grocery store, tomatoes going to be $30. Let me ask y'all, so let me take a vote real quick. How many of y'all going to pay $30 for a tomato? I'll wait. That's what I thought. So don't listen to them lies when they tell you you're going to be paying $30 for a tomato or avocado. That's a lie because the market has to adjust. So if you're paying $1.20 for avocado and you see Leroy and LaQuisha out there picking it and they getting paid $15 an hour to do it, you can best believe maybe it might go up to a couple bucks, but that's it because they know that fruit and them vegetables going to be sitting in Safeway rotten. Food for Less, Stater Brothers, what else? Oh, sorry ass. Oh, Vine, sorry asses, Ralph's, oh, high ass. I don't know if they have Food King out there. Or I said Food for Less, oh, stinking ass store. You want to see a whole bunch of short, fat Hispanic women wearing spandex? Take your ass to Food for Less out there in Cali. Stater Brothers. I hated Stater Brothers. Ooh, I hated Stater Brothers. Albertsons, high asses. You go up in them stores, that fruit going to be sitting there rotting like a motherfucker. Okay? Fruit flies all over the place. You're going to be like, man, what the hell with all these flies in here? That's them fruit flies, dog. Because they're going to be laying eggs in that rotten fruit. And then they, you know, that larvae turns into flies, and then they're going to be flying around that month. till somebody come and take that stuff off the shelf. So you don't let these people on TV scare you into doing something that is not beneficial to you when you vote. You understand me? Let me say this before I forget. The Voting Rights Act. Listen to me. Black people, listen. The Voting Rights Act has a provision in it that states that if an election, a particular election, or it could be multiple elections, this is federal law. It's overarching over state law, although states preside over the election process. The grievance can be taken up with the state, but it also, you're probably your best bet is to hire an election attorney. That's your best bet, because they know the law, federal and state. There's a provision in the Voting Rights Act that if there is fraud, malicious fraud, that can be proven in the election process. We're talking about voter suppression. We're not talking about legal voter suppression. Because what they used to do when back in the day, when black folks went to go vote, they just beat their ass. Or they took one black man and or black woman and strung their ass up on one of them trees. And then they scared all the rest of the black folks. Or they would tell them you had to be grandfathered. So if you weren't grandfathered in, you couldn't vote. Or they say, well, you got to be able to write. Well, you know, back in them days, black folks didn't take education all that serious. They had to go out there and work. So it wasn't uncommon to have grandparents that never graduated from junior high, let alone high school. I don't know. I can't remember what the education level of my dad's parents were. I don't know. I think they did graduate. I think they did graduate from high school. But my mom's parents, my grandmother, I think my one of my uncles said, you know, she didn't even get she dropped out in the sixth grade. And my grandpa, I think he dropped out in the seventh or eighth grade. They had to get out there and work, man. Okay? They get their ass out there and work. Can you dig it? So if there is malicious fraud, criminal and criminal fraud, if it is on the part of the people electing, people who are the voters, if there's fraud, like say, you do have fools that do that. We'll take a whole bunch of dead people's names and put them on the voter roll and be in there voting and these people laying up in the ground like this. Oh, they get me. Okay? How the fuck is Don Johnson voting and his ass been dead 10 years? I know you've heard of these stories of dead people voting. That is fraud. Now, I don't know who's doing it. It could be some voters that are doing it. I have heard of voters voting multiple times let me get my man in real quick. Because somebody's in the queue. You're on the Ice Man Show. Who am I speaking with?
Man, this is a Pianki Khan from the Midwest.
Oh, where you calling from?
St. Louis area.
Oh, cool. Man,
down leave that.
Mind,
but look,
bro.
Man, you know, I'm a Donald Trump supporter and I voted for him. And people got to realize that all black, you know, one of the things that offend me?
What?
When I become profiled.
What do you mean by profiled? Think, are they saying you're a Republican or conservative?
No, they think I'm a Democrat.
Oh,
and really,
yeah.
I'm an
yeah.
issue. And really, I'm an issue cred. See,
okay, well, you know, I definitely understand where you're coming from, but explain real quickly about 15 seconds.
I vote the issues.
what issues are important to you?
The issues that are important to me is tax reform. Issues that are important
okay.
to me is school choice. And, okay. You know, one thing, you're absolutely right. To be in America and you are poor and dependent on government, you're in a bad, bad shape.
And hey, brother, I'm not going to cut you short because they're gonna cut us off.
But look,
anyway,
man, I try to catch
off.
You. When you going to be on next time and let me know, I'll try to check up with you.
I'm thinking about doing a show on Thursday. Are you subscribed to my channel?
I'll check it out. Go ahead and close
and
out,
also,
man.
Also go to my Facebook page, KJ _ FORDE on Facebook. Okay, let's go ahead and